Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture. When I looked up the flight, when that door flew off, these people were dead silent. Everyone's just quiet. I don't think I could contain it. I think that's free reign to wail on your call button in that situation. Bung, 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 bung. Hey, I don't want to be a pest. Was there a door when I got up? Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us in New York City. And thank you to you, everybody listening all over North America. I'm happy to be here with you. What's today? Damn, it's Thursday already. It's quick. I guess that's what happens when you lose your voice and you can't talk. To me, it feels like Wednesday, but it is Thursday. Getting you closer to the weekend. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And as I talk about my sore throat, which is feeling better, I got to take a sip of tea. Listen to me sip tea on the radio. Listen, it has no sound. Listen, hold on, listen. Ah, yeah, it's good. I had to do that so I could talk appropriately for the next, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. Just how it is. I'm a human being, right? You talk for a living, you know, sore throat. It happens. It's what it is. Anyway, if you want to participate in the show, it's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We've already had a lot of fun today. We talked about Russell Wilson and the Pittsburgh Steelers sharing mutual interest. We talked about a lot of these safeties that have now been cut in the NFL. Justin Simmons of the Denver Broncos is now formerly of the Denver Broncos. He's been shown the door despite being a four-time All-Pro. We had Matt Parrino join us, who covers the Buffalo Bills. And he talked about a lot of their cuts, whether it be Poyer or Hyde or Morse, and what this could mean for the Bills into the future. He felt confident that they could still compete, especially in the AFC East. And then we also had Brandon Cristal join us. Brandon Cristal covers the Denver Broncos. They are a complete mess. Nothing going on out there. Sean Payton going to have to try to rebuild the team in his own image and hope that things just come together. We talked about Dalton Schultz and his comments surrounding the Texans in comparison to the Dallas Cowboys, said being a member of the Dallas Cowboys, it just felt like a zoo. A zoo. He's like, hey, I'm sitting in a weight room at the practice facility and, you know, people are walking by and they're looking in at us and they're tapping the glass. And he's like, yeah, it felt like a zoo. He said, in Houston, it's all about football. Nothing wrong with that. That's the Cowboys way. Make money, squeeze a dime out of a penny, squeeze a quarter out of a dime, just try to make as much money as you can. We talked about the injuries in the NBA, to the shock of no one, Ben Simmons, out for the season. This guy got a bad back and a nerve issue, impingement. They got to figure out why his back is causing pain to his legs, and it just sounds terrible for Ben Simmons, who has another year on his contract after this one for $40 million. Huh. What a great thief he is. You can't help yourself if your back sucks, but he's also a quitter besides his back. Anyway, also Carl Anthony Towns, meniscus injury, out indefinitely for the Western Conference leading Minnesota Timberwolves. I wasn't all that high on the Timberwolves anyway. I know they got the best defense in the league, and you still got Rudy Gobert to stand around and block shots. And, you know, in the playoffs, you want to throw Rudy Gobert, you know, over at Nikola Jokic. But now Karl Anthony Towns, he's on the bench. Anthony Edwards is going to be taking all the damn shots. And we'll see what Minnesota can do. A lot of it hinges on whether or not Karl Anthony Towns bounces back. Wild stuff. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get into Russell Wilson more later in the show. Talk about all the safeties that have been released. But The news earlier today that Justin Simmons was released by the Denver Broncos, that wasn't even the biggest news, the biggest story that was shared today in the world of sports. At about 9 a.m. Eastern time, maybe a little before that, there were multiple releases that went out that let the entire world know that Mike Tyson is going to be back in a boxing ring for the first time since 2020. We also learned that his opponent is going to be Jake Paul, who, all things considered, is not a traditional boxer, is trying to validate himself as a traditional boxer. He is just making all types of money just as a quote-unquote entertainer boxer, fighting people like Nate Robinson, fighting Anderson the Spider Silva, fighting him to a decision and losing to Tyson Fury's little brother, Tommy. And so here you got a guy who started his boxing career, entertainment career, on YouTube. He has a fight record of 9-1, has fought old MMA fighters and NBA guys, and now he is fighting one of the greatest heavyweight champions of all time. Jake Paul is going to be fighting Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson is going to be 58 years old. This fight is scheduled, by the way, for July 20th at AT&T Stadium, the home of the Dallas Cowboys, on Netflix. You heard that right. You would think that this was the biggest fight on planet Earth to be at AT&T Stadium and to be streamed on Netflix, which we all know is getting deep into streaming, ancillary sports content. They just picked up the big deal to stream WWE's Monday Night Raw, and now they're going to stream a Mike Tyson fight. Now, look, Mike's last real fight was in 2005, almost 20 years ago. Sounds nuts. Kevin McBride beat him. And then in the pandemic, November 28th, where people are sitting at home and we're all thinking about that dumbass COVID, terrible COVID, Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. had an exhibition. Okay? And it's just Mike Tyson basically beat the hell out of Roy, and watching two old dudes fight was nothing fun. But now they're all about making money. If I were to tell you, hey, what's the biggest fight in the boxing world right now? Can anybody say anything? The answer is no. Jake Paul has been a genius. He and his brother, who they're great athletes. I'll give them credit, by the way. They're not just idiots off of YouTube. They are great athletes. But to be posing as like a professional boxer, I'm not mad at him gaming the system, but that's what it is. A matter of fact, let's listen to the moment Jake Paul shared it with everybody, shared it with the world, put it on social media. This is Jake Paul sharing with his father that he is going to be fighting Mike Tyson in July.
Growing up, who was your favorite boxer?
Mike Tyson.
Mike, right?
Yeah. Why, yes.
Because I'm going to be fighting him.
No way.
In July.
Dude.
On Netflix.
Are you kidding me, Dave?
Yeah.
He's going to be the hardest hit you ever fought.
I know.
Dude, holy I'm going to be freaking out.
That's crazy. How many people can walk around and say, hey, I'm going to fight Mike Tyson? How many people is Mike Tyson legitimately going to look at and go, hey, I'm willing to fight this dude, and he's 58? Mike Tyson spends a lot of his time right now selling his, you know, CBD marijuana products. Like, this is a more relaxed, chilled Mike Tyson. This is a Mike Tyson approaching 60 years old. I haven't seen Mike Tyson get angry in a while. The last time Mike Tyson was ticked off, I saw him on a plane. He punched some idiot who got a little too close in his space, and he kept pushing his buttons. Mike Tyson is relaxed. Mike Tyson, I believe he still has his podcast. It's Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. And that last exhibition against Roy, well, it was 2020. At this point, it was 4 years ago. And Roy actually said, yeah, Mike Tyson might be a little older, so am I. It's still kind of tough. This is from TNT Boxing.
But the dude is so strong, man. And I understand why they say some things are bucket list, because when he hits you, if it's his head, his punches, his body shots, it don't matter. Everything hurts.
Hey, he's Hickey, don't he sound like a guy who just got his ass whooped?
He absolutely does.
And this is at the time, this was a 54-year-old man. Now, Hickey, have you seen, like, Mike Tyson training videos? He is still active. The muscle memory is still bananas. Have you seen these videos?
I have. The ones that have circled or have been circling social media today especially. I think this was a few years ago still. But, yeah, either way, at 54, he had, like, a six-pack. He's ripped. Looks good. I would not do it if I was Jake Paul.
Mike Tyson would kill a normal human. He still could. I don't care how old he is. 58 years old he'll be by the time they have this fight in July. Mike Tyson could put most people in a coma. I don't give a damn how old he is. Now, look, there is a 30-year age gap here. 30 years. Mike Tyson is 58. Jake Paul is 27. This is so wild how the world has changed that we now have entertainment boxing. Imagine if we had a world where there were entertainers making money playing football. Imagine a world where YouTubers and entertainers were making money playing basketball. Imagine Chris Brown, who's a great basketball player, having a team against, help me out, Hickey, who's another great player? I don't know.
Like, how about Snoop Dogg? He's athletic.
Is he? He's old. Well, maybe.
Used to be. There's a lot of flag football.
I was going to say R. Kelly is a... What happened? What? What happened?
Jail team going.
What are we going to have? What's that jail football movie called?
Longest Yard.
You're going to have Longest Yard for basketball?
The spinoff.
Listen, R. Kelly, and I assume still, I know he's a little bit older. R. Kelly was a great basketball player. Brian McKnight, great basketball player. You know, imagine, I don't know, Chris Brown and Brian McKnight start a basketball league. Kevin Hart was a great basketball player. I don't know. I think he tore his hip or something, but can you get my point? How the hell is entertainment boxing bigger than actual boxing? I couldn't tell you what a major fight was this year. This is the biggest fight for 2024, and it's between a 58-year-old Mike Tyson and a 27-year-old dude who started on YouTube. The world is bananas. And I told you Mike Tyson is a different guy, more mellow. Maybe, or maybe not, I don't know. Maybe the marijuana will help him out in training. I don't know. What about the lungs? I don't know. But I remember this Mike Tyson. I remember the Mike Tyson from 24 and 25 years ago, where this dude knocked out Lou Savarese and then went on to say this on Showtime.
Yeah, Lennox Lewis, Lennox, I'm coming for you. There's no one can stop me. Lennox is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as lucid. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Whoa. That's the Mike Tyson that I remember. I will never forget that man on Showtime saying that he wanted to eat Lennox Lewis's children. If you happen to be one of Lennox Lewis's children here in 2024, how the hell do you, Hickey, how would you feel listening to that? I don't know.
Frightened. I would go right into witness protection.
Let's see. Does he have? Yeah, Lennox has Landon, Leia, Ling, and Leviah. This man has four kids.
Loves the L, huh?
Yeah, Lennox, a double L, right? Lennox Lewis. Hey, there's a safety that didn't get cut. Tyrann Mathieu, two-year extension with the Saints. Oh, man, only six and a half a year. What a poor man he's going to be, right, for a safety. Wow. Anyway, Mike Tyson is wild. This is not, well, I don't know the answer, but I do not expect for this to be a sanctioned boxing match. This is likely going to be an exhibition. This is going to be tons of money made for Netflix, for Jake Paul, and for Mike Tyson. They are all making money. I'm sure this match or this fight will go the distance. Is Mike Tyson going to knock him out? I don't know. Does he have that gas? I don't know. Hickey, you think Tyson's going to kill the guy?
I mean, I'm not going to say I hope so because I'm not rooting for death, but I hope Mike Tyson wins at least. I hope he sends a message.
What, that we need to stop this garbage?
Yes, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's take a break. On the other side, I'm gonna bring on one of my good friends. His name is Eric Kelly. Eric Kelly is a four-time national boxing champion. This is a two-time Gold Gloves winner in New York City. Eric Kelly boxed at an Olympic level until he had an accident. He is also in the entertainment business. He is a trainer. He owns a gym in New York City in the growing South Bronx. And so someone who understands boxing from in the ring to the business to training and the entertainment elements, this guy trained Puff Daddy. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but he did. He trained Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg loves Eric Kelly. So we're going to talk to Eric on the other side of this break. Very eccentric, very unique, very intelligent. We'll get his perspective on what the hell is going on with boxing now that we know Mike Tyson is fighting Jake Paul. Eric Kelly joining us on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture.
Maestro is an Oscar-nominated movie Bradley Cooper's in, and I'm sure it's a perfect quality, well-done movie, but it looks a little boring. Honestly, I fell asleep during the billboard.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, we talked about Mike Tyson getting ready to have this fight against Jake Paul. July 20th, AT&T Stadium. This is not Mayweather Pacquiao. This is not Mike Tyson or Evander Holyfield. This is not Muhammad Ali and George Foreman. This is Mike Tyson and a guy who was on YouTube. Right before we went to break, I told you that we're going to be joined by someone who is well, he was an Olympic-level boxer, a Gold Gloves champion. His name is Eric Kelly. Well, like a typical boxer, Eric Kelly is currently, looks like he's training someone. We're going to go ahead and get a hold of Eric and get him on the line, unless he, like a boxer, has been knocked out. So let's stay tuned on Eric Kelly. The phone number here is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Are you going to watch this fight between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul? Are you going to tune into this spectacle that is going to be on Netflix of all platforms? Is boxing completely cooked and dead? The idea, in fact, that you can go ahead and take an amateur boxer, an entertainer, and put him in the ring with Mike Tyson, it's like things have reached the tipping point. It's like we have reached the level of, I don't want to say comedy, but is it not mockery of the sport that anybody could just wake up and just quote-unquote go do it? Because let's take a look at some of the individuals that Jake Paul, quote-unquote, has fought. He fought a couple of YouTubers. Even know who the hell these guys are. They have big followings and make lots of money, but I don't know who they are. He knocked out Nate Robinson. Yes, the NBA's Nate Robinson. Slam dunk short man, Nate Robinson. Knocked him out. He beat former MMA fighter Ben Askren. Knocked him out. Not a boxer. By the way, Nate Robinson, not a boxer. He fought Tyron Woodley, MMA fighter. Beat him by a split decision. He beat MMA legend, one of the best and greatest MMA fighters of all time. He beat Anderson Silva in a unanimous decision. Old Anderson Silva. Not a boxer. He beat Nate Diaz by decision. Nate Diaz, always known in the octagon as a boxer. Maybe he was high. Also, by the way, Nate Diaz also older. And then he lost to Tommy Fury, the younger brother of world heavyweight champion Tyson Fury. He lost to the guy who was actually a boxer. And by the way, a lower-end boxer. And so it's actually concerning here that we've moved into a world that's just a joke. And I mean, if you are a quote-unquote real boxer, this is something that you would be offended about. That you could wake up and you could fight your life away and everything is taken away and you're being usurped and jumped by a retiree and Mike Tyson and a guy who doesn't even give a damn, who's just looking to make money. I would be demoralized. But this is the world that we live in, that you can pretty much just democratize your own space, that we have podcasts now that the athletes do. There's a lot of journalists who go to school aren't happy about this. And man, damn it, me, I'm an example. I'm a guy who came from YouTube, and boom, here I am on the radio. I can't think of anybody else, but here I am. It's just a wild world that legitimate boxers are just, poof, hickey. You said it's a joke, and you'd like to see him get knocked out, and you know, maybe this is put to an end. Look, there's always been celebrity boxing. I don't know if it's 20 years ago or 15 years ago. It wasn't that long ago that, I don't know, Jose Canseco was fighting, I don't know, somebody's ex-husband. Like, there's always been gimmick boxing, but not to this level. And people always looked at it like a joke. But right now, there's some legitimacy to what's going on because it's making so much money. Like, how do you feel about this?
Well, the last part, I just don't get that. Like, yes, it is making money and people are watching. But, like, in terms of legitimacy, maybe that's why I get annoyed with it, where it's just like, I mean, you just rattle through who we fought. I mean, it's non-fighters. It's washed-up athletes. It's all this other, you know, all these other guys he's fighting that, if, I mean, he's picking his own fights, so he's obviously picking guys he can beat. The only boxer he fought, he lost. And so it's just like, I just think I think it's just stupid. Like, I don't really get the appeal to it, to be honest with you. I don't really understand, like, why anyone would buy a ticket to go to be one of, what, the 100,000 people at AT&T Stadium to watch these two fight. I don't say suckered in, but I was intrigued by McGregor.
Mayweather.
Yes. And that was, what, 5 or 6 years ago? Because at least McGregor was still fighting.
18, I want to say, maybe 2018.
Yeah. Right, somewhere in there. I was intrigued by that, but ever since that, I've not gotten into sort of any celebrity boxing. Like, who cares?
Did that turn that fight turn you off?
A little bit because, like, I mean, I don't want to say I got suckered into thinking maybe Conor McGregor could, like, give Floyd Mayweather a run for his money, but...
And Mayweather babysat him through the whole fight.
But that's it. But then you see past the curtain of just, like, oh, he carried him. Like, it's not really a real fight. Like... Let's drag this out for the cat. It's like, it's just, you see through it. And that's what I get with Jake Paul. Like, with these fights, it's just like you're picking guys you can beat. I'm not really sure who cares. If it's kind of like weird if you're a boxer. Like, are you a half boxer? Like, do you actually want to get into this and fight real guys? Or do you not, like, just want to fight big names that makes you sound tough and cool, but you're not actually beating anyone that knows what they're doing? Like, I just don't get the whole thing.
Well, it's a business. And to be honest, that's how the world of boxing works in a general sense, right? Like, you have promoters who sign fighters, and they figure out how they can get the most out of said fighter. And when I say get the most out, they want to maximize the money. They want to make as much money as possible with said fighter. They're very selective about who they fight, when they fight them. Is this a particular opponent that can, quote unquote, kill my golden goose? Okay, so I don't want him to fight this guy because it's a bad matchup. But he can make money with this, and he can beat this guy. So I'm going to set this up. And I think Jake Paul, from a business perspective, he is just gaming the system. I think if I were in his shoes, I would try to do the same thing. It's like, hey, I keep making money. This man is making more money than professional champions, than professional boxers, than professional fighters who have put their blood, their sweat, and their tears into this since childhood. You know, I find it hard to believe that Jake Paul woke up when he was, I don't know, 15, 16, 17, 18, which is not all that long ago. He woke up and said, you know what? I want to be a world-class boxer. I want to do this. That's not the case. The man saw opportunity there. I give him and his brother credit. They are excellent athletes. And he said, oh, I can make money off of this. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to match make. I'm going to pick fights that I can win and succeed and move up and maybe carefully gain experience. It's actually great business. Is it good overall for boxing? I know people will say, oh, anything that brings attention to boxing. And I don't think so. You know, on this card, they'll tell you, and we don't know the card yet, of course, but on the card, they'll tell you that, oh, on the undercard, we have all of these fights. They may have two more entertainment fights, and then they'll have some legitimate boxers. And who knows, by the time Jake Paul steps away or goes on to his next venture, maybe he does have a reputable boxing promotion company where he bigs guys up. I mean, Bob Arum is almost 100 years old. And I've spoken to Bob Arum. I know the guy. It's been a few years. Bob Arum, he hates like MMA. And I'm sure he's sickened by, you know, some of this nonsense that's going on. Don King, where the hell is he at? He's not around telling people only in America. We see Showtime has gotten out of boxing. We see HBO has gotten out of boxing. And so what's left and what's there? Netflix jumps in and says, hey, we got Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. And we're all making money. Things change. Times change. It's just for boxing, which we know is barbaric. Yes, it is. It's dangerous. Yes, it is. It can be pretty horrific. Yes, it is. It's being thrown to the entertainment wolves right now. Hey, Rich, I want to ask you this as well. When you heard Mike Tyson is fighting Jake Paul, what was your reaction?
I was mildly amused.
Oh, wow.
I want to see if he could get in there and do it. And I think if you give him time to train, I like Mike Tyson's chances.
I would too, but I just, it's all for the cash. I see a lot of clinching. And this is crazy to even talk about the analysis of what this quote-unquote fight would look like. Because let's be real, Jake Paul is not, he's not a trained fighter. Can he go through training? Is he trained? Did he throw a jab? Does he understand footwork now? I'm sure he is. But he's not from the dirt a trained fighter. He's an entertainer turned into a quote-unquote fighter. But I could see them just going the distance. You know, Mike Tyson will land some hard shots, and this guy will land some shots, and they'll do their stupid eight rounds, and they're going to walk to the back and go, ah, suckers, we took everybody's money. And I could see that just being the last result, no?
Well, we've been there before, you know, so why not again?
Yeah, I mean, from Jake Paul's perspective, he's just going to try to run that well as dry as he possibly could. And I, as much as I find it goofy, I'm probably going to watch, and it's entertainment.
Exactly. It's sort of like, I don't want to say it's the car wreck that you want to see, but in some respects, you want to see how this is going to play out. You want to see what the result is. It's like Al Capone's vault and Geraldo Rivera going way back.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who Jose Canseco. I feel like he's fought a bunch of these. I mean,
yeah.
We got reality stars who are jumping into the ring, but not to fill up a 100,000-seat stadium? What? Rich, what's the biggest fight this year?
I couldn't even tell you. I you know, it's such a long time since I paid attention to the fight game.
There's nothing. Hickey, what's the biggest fight this year?
Is Tyson Fury fighting anybody? Him and, like, Deontay Wilder going to go for part five?
No. No, they're not.
Oh. I got no clue then.
This is it. This is where boxing is right now. And it's just sad. It's sad. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Yes, Mike Tyson back in the ring July 20th against Jake Paul and AT&T Stadium at Jerry's World. AT&T Stadium, 100,000 people on Netflix. I just had to repeat that a couple of times. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about an injured power forward in the NBA that, damn it, could be changing what the Western Conference looks like. We're going to get into all of these safeties that have been cut in the NFL. We know that Russell Wilson has been given the boot, but it looks like the Steelers are showing some interest. We're going to hear from Chip Kelly as to why he decided to up and leave.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Before we went to break, we talked about this fight between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul going down on July 20th, AT&T Stadium out in Texas, Jerry's World. It's going to be streamed on Netflix. To talk about this, we have to bring on someone who was a fighter, someone who is a trainer, someone who fought at a high level, an Olympic level, until an injury, someone also entrenched in the entertainment world. This man is loved by people like Whoopi Goldberg. This man is training people like Puff Daddy. It's my main man, Eric Kelly. Eric, how are you?
My brother, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be here. I'm great, my man. My guys, I'm blessed.
Well, it's good to have you on. It's nice to have you here. Listen, we know that boxing has changed, and we got fighters from the dirt, and then we know that everything is all about entertainment. When you heard about this fight early this morning, well, what were your thoughts?
I don't like it. I don't like it. I didn't like it then. I don't like it now. You know, I had all day to think about it, and I don't like it. I don't respect it. You know what I'm saying? Because if you think about it, Mike Tyson is nearing 60 years old. I believe Jake Paul is in his 20s. What,
27.
20s or something. 27, yeah. The guy's in his prime, nearing his prime. Mike Tyson is done. You know what I'm saying? Mike Tyson is, like, Mike Tyson's last couple fights back in the early 2000s against Danny Green and Kevin McBride, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And you see what happened. It's over. He came back into the little exhibition with Roy Jones, but they was playing with each other. Jake Paul is going to go out there and try to make a name for himself. Jake Paul is going to go out there and try to make a name for himself. Jake Paul is going to go out there like, yo, this is my moment. This is my time. You know what I'm saying? You know that song of Phil Collins, The Other Night? That's what Jake Paul is going to have going on in his head. You feel me? Now, don't get me wrong. The last thing to go was power. The last thing to go was power. Mike Tyson still got his speed. You know what I'm saying? We've seen him hitting the mitts and whatnot. He still got his power. That's the last thing to go. He got his technique. But what about the timing? The punch resistance? You understand what I'm saying? Being able to get your shots off when you're sitting there looking at it, know what to do, but you can't pull the trigger. You feel me? Because you're in your head too much. You're not the killer that you was 30 years ago. You understand what I'm talking about? And, anyway, I want Mike to win. Obviously, I want Mike to win. And I won't be surprised if Mike holds his own. I won't be surprised if Mike holds his own. And like I said, a one-hitter quitter can get anybody. Is Jake going to be hesitant? Because at the end of the day, wow, this is Mike Tyson. And he see all these little clips and stuff on Instagram and the last fight he had with Roy Jones. Well, he did look good on those mitts when he was on Instagram. That's Instagram, though. But maybe that might be playing in Jake Paul's head. Like, oh, he might hit me. You understand what I'm saying?
Eric Kelly
but
is... Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, so, like, that might be going on in his head. Like, oh, he might hit me with...
All right, Eric. We got to keep it clean, Eric. We got to keep it clean.
I get what you're saying. But, like, yeah, he might hit me with something. You feel me? He might. I want him to quit against anybody. He might land this shot. You feel me? But long story short, I think that it's I don't know, man. Boxing. I don't know what's wrong with boxing. There's too many of these fake fights going on. Boxing is clout chasing right now.
Eric Kelly is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. This is a multiple-time Gold Gloves champion, a multiple-time national boxing champ. This is someone who boxed at an Olympic level as a youth. You talk about the problems with boxing. It's pretty bad to think about, like, what is the biggest fight of the year? This is a fight that's going to take place in AT&T Stadium on Netflix. I mean, this is what you grew up doing. And what are other fighters saying? It's like the moment is taken from them. What are your thoughts?
Because at the end of the day, we know a lot of fighters that gave their life to this sport. They gave their life to this sport, and they competed and won at a high level. But today they're broken. Now fast forward however many years, and now we in this social media bubblegum era. And you got people that's just coming out of nowhere, faking boxing. They learn how to box. They start taking some classes, start hanging out with boxers, get cool with boxers. And then training and working hard. You can't say that these guys aren't working hard because they're working hard. They're learning. Logan and Jake Paul, they're working hard. I know their trainers well. I know BJ Flores extremely well, Jake Paul's trainer. I know Milton very well, Logan Paul's trainer. Actually, I beat a couple Milton fighters back in the Golden Gloves when I was fighting. Like, I know their trainers very well. You know what I'm saying? And these guys now, they done linked up with these trainers. They done linked up with these fighters, and now they got some money. Boxing is a poor man's sport. You didn't go money in front of people, they're gonna go for it. You feel me? But like I said, I'm gonna keep it a buck. You gotta get these props. These YouTubers, you gotta give them props for doing the work. They're doing the work in terms of learning the technique, working out, getting in shape. You're doing the work, but it's the process that they disrespecting the process. But since they got a brand already, a big brand already, they're able to jump and skip the line and go straight to pay per view.
Eric Kelly is here with us. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, final question for you, Eric, as we pull up against the break. Man, with your experience, you have basically lived a movie. I talked about your accomplishments and even getting into the Olympic system and then having the accident via your fight and moving into training and working with everybody from Whoopi Goldberg and just on up and down the list. What are you currently working on? Go ahead, tell us quickly.
So right now I got a movie coming out. There's a movie I'm starring in called Day of the Fight, starring Michael Pitt, Ron Perlman, Joe Pesci, and I play the boxing trainer with Ron Perlman. Ron Perlman is the head coach. I'm the assistant coach. Michael Pitt is a fighter. He's playing Irish Mike Flanagan, and it's the name of the movie. It's called Day of the Fight. Right now the movie's going well in the film festivals. It's won some awards. It's showed at Cannes, and I can't wait to get the Tribeca.
Love it, love it. Where can people follow you online and everything that you got going on, Eric?
You'll find me at Eric Kelly Life on Instagram. Come stop by my gym, South Box Gym, South Box by Eric Kelly, located in the South Bronx, the number one boxing gym in New York City.
And when do I get some training?
Whenever you show up, UJR Sports Brief, you my brother.
All right, thank you. So, what about my producer Ryan Hickey?
I don't know him, but okay. Since on behalf of you, I don't know, Ryan, but on behalf of you, you good? You know what I'm saying? Your face card is that good with me.
Ryan, you want to learn how to beat people up?
Sure, I'm down. Let's go.
Yeah.
Pop.
Let's make it happen, Ryan.
Hey, Eric, I'm going to come through and see you soon. We appreciate the time, okay?
God bless you. I appreciate you guys' respect so much.
No doubt about it. That Eric Kelly, multiple-time Gold Gloves winner and a national boxing champ. This is someone who would get in the ring against just the best of the best, the Andre Wards of the world. Like, Eric Kelly was there. Unfortunately, he had an accident. He had a fight. It damaged his eye, derailed his career, but did not derail his life, as you just heard. He's been He's very well known in the boxing community. There's not a human being in the boxing community who does not know Eric Kelly. Not a shock to hear that it feels disrespectful, that moments have been taken away. But I feel like in a lot of cases, this is what we should be used to in life, right? Especially given technology. You either learn or you get with the times, you get left behind. Not to say that, you know, maybe there was a boxing promoter. Hickey, I got to be honest. A boxing promoter didn't look at this as something that they could kind of work on with one of these future stars. I mean, but at the same time, the stars, these YouTube folks and internet celebrities, they don't need them.
They don't need them. And honestly, if they fight real boxers and lose, like, isn't the whole shtick up?
Yeah, but I'm thinking more so. Let's put it this way. Look at the success of the MMA. Look at the success of MMA or the UFC and then the WWE. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's room. Isn't there not room for both? One is scripted fighting entertainment, still violent. The other one is legitimate fighting, and they are both under the same umbrella. But in boxing, that doesn't exist. But it appears that maybe there is a template there. I don't know. We got to see how things kind of play out. It's the media world is just changing everything. Thank you so much to Eric Kelly for joining us. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. On the other side, we're going to get back into some more football, the changing world of the NFL. We've heard about Russell Wilson. We heard about some of these players getting released. Chip Kelly has spoken as to why he decided to move the hell on. We talked about some of the injuries in the NBA. We got one more hour. We're going to go out with a bang. And then I'm going to tell you about something that took place this day in sports. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture. Maestro is an Oscar-nominated movie Bradley Cooper's in, and I'm sure it's a perfect quality, well-done movie, but it looks a little boring. Honestly, I fell asleep during the billboard. Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.